And the Dogs are happy to take it. Suckling runs his measure.
Oh, he's got close.
Runs to about 60, pulls the trigger. It's a long ball. It is the perfect start for the Western Bulldogs.
It's Matt Suckling, who is going to be a very important part of what many suspect is going to be an exciting year for the Western Bulldogs, Wispy. And he's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Matty.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
How's the pre-season been?
Yeah, it's pretty standard. I think everyone's not sick of training, but definitely excited that games are around the corner. Get nice and hot and hard over this summer. So, yeah, everyone's excited for games this week.
Can you sense the buzz and the hype around your mob? There's a nice little feeling. I know the way you went out of the finals was disappointing, but there seems to be a bit of a steely resolve around the joint.
Yeah, definitely. The second half of last year was some promising signs, and we felt like we got on a good roll there in the back half of the year, putting plenty of wins together. Obviously, disappointing way we went out, but, yeah, pre-season this year has been really exciting and lucky for us. At the moment, we've got a lot of guys on the track, and makes for a good buzz.
Hey, Matt, talking about that buzz, I reckon right now the Bulldogs are probably the most hyped team, which is, I mean, there's got nothing to do with anything that anybody within the club has said, but are you happy to wear that tag?
Yes and no. I suppose at this time of year, we're just fortunate that we've got so many guys on the track, and if guys outside the club are talking about us, that's all right, but we know that we need a bit of luck to go our way. And early in the year, I think injuries and close games are crucially important.
I know recently Marcus Bonapelli talked about this, about sort of areas that you need to improve on as a group. And one of those was sort of maybe being a little bit more physical as a team. I know that that's what happened as a group against GWS in that final. They took it up to you guys in that department. Is that something that has you been aware of as a player and as a group that you need maybe to improve on?
I definitely, in the final last year, GWS were right on in that area, and they continued that form throughout the finals and got themselves into a grand final. So definitely being stronger in that area is going to help you, especially in the bigger games. And I think this year we've added Josh Bruce and Alex Keith, who are centre forward, centre back, to really strengthen our stocks.
And just further to that game, a lot of people remember this game because of the spitefulness that was part of that game. And there seems to have been, from that game, the fallout, a genuine feeling between the two clubs. Am I right in saying that?
Oh, I think we've had a good rivalry with the GWS boys for a few years now, standing back from finals in 2016. And yeah, I suppose we're trying to build a rivalry, and they're a great side with plenty of talented players. And I know a lot of them are from New South Wales, so I've known them growing up, but there's definitely a nice rivalry there.
Matty, you've been around a long time. Where do you expect to be playing? Well, we've sort of come to appreciate you off half-back, and your kicking's always a great topic of conversation and something we all admire, but if you push forward a bit more, you got up through the middle a little bit, what are you, where are you expecting to play most of your footy this year?
Yeah, I probably spoke to Bevo a few weeks ago, and again, it's going to be trying to be pretty flexible. It's going to be on a week-to-week basis, I think. I think Caleb Daniel and Jason Johannesson are so damaging off that half-back that there'll be games where I float that there, or it might be wing or even some half-forward. So at the moment, I'm just trying to hone my craft in many different areas and yeah, obviously prefer to play half-back, but probably find half-back and wing this year.
That was a bit of a surprise move last season to see Caleb Daniel back in the back six, and then he got injured, so he sort of didn't end the season there. So you are of the view that he'll go back there and play as that part of that back six, Matt?
Yeah, I think he was pretty damaging, and he created a lot of drive and offense for us from that area. And I think we missed him when he wasn't there. And yeah, he's been training really well this summer, so I expect to see him a lot of halfback.
Tell us about Cody Waitman, who's your first player picked at pick 15, small forward. Watched him through the under-18s last year. He's got real good goal sense. How's he fitted in?
Yeah, he's got a bit of spunk about him for an 18-year-old, so he's definitely someone that comes into the system and shows their stuff straight away. And I know playing on him as a half-back, he's been quite hard to contain. He's got a lot of energy and plenty of zip. And, yeah, he's one that's going to push for selection early, I suppose, and, yeah, hopefully get to go in the Masters series.
And do you like young blokes coming into the team and showing that spunk?
Yeah, I do, yeah. It creates a bit of energy, and I know, especially in this match sim, playing on someone like that's kept me on my toes. And, yeah, when young guys come in with that confidence, it's good.
And what about your two more seasoned newcomers in Josh Bruce and Alex Keith?
Yeah, they've been great. They've obviously spent a lot of time in the system, and Josh Bruce had that bit of grunt and someone up forward, a real presence, and Alice Keith has slotted in down back really nicely, and he's someone I've found really nice to play alongside. Just no frills, no fuss, and just gets the job done.
How do you reckon that forward line's going to look, though? Because you've got a couple of blokes there now that can play those, if you had two key tall posts. You add Josh Bruce to that. Do you think that's going to be a completely different new-look forward line?
Yeah, it's going to be one to watch throughout the first couple of games. Obviously, there's three talls there that potentially play, but I'm not sure how they're all going to fit together. And you've got guys like Cody Waitman, Tory Dixon, Lloydy, Toby McLean playing them smaller roles. So how it fits is probably going to change week to week.
Off-season, what did you manage to get away? You're experienced enough now to know that you can get away and have a good time. What did you do?
I stepped over to America. It's been a little... I've done that most years, especially the last 4 or 5 years. Spent a month or 6 weeks over there, which is great.
6 weeks in the States. You're a bit of a sports nut over there too. Yeah? Do you cover some sport?
I am, yeah. I've got a girlfriend living in New York, so I had free accommodation in New York. So I used that for as long as I could. And
smart.
Yeah, caught some college games, some NFL games, NBA games.
Are you eyeing off a punting job post-AFL career over there?
Potentially. I mean, I do sit and watch the guys kick the NFL ball and think it's probably something I could do, but hopefully that I stretch the AFL career out and it doesn't become a possibility. But yeah, if things went pear-shaped here, then potentially.
We're not trying to retire off.
I think you are.
We're not trying to do that at all. But you're a magnificent kick, so I thought you might be somebody that would perfectly be able to head over there and apply your trade.
It's definitely a lot of guys. You see them going to college and that now, but... yeah, I mean, if it was an easy transition, then I could do it then potentially. But, yeah, like I said, I'd love to just stretch out my AFL career and then be happily retired here.
Your girlfriend over there in New York, is she back in Australia now or does she stay over there for a while and work?
She come moving back in April, so that should keep me here.
How's your hair going, by the way? I saw where you dyed it blonde for the bushfires, which raised a bit of money. That was a good thing. Is it still of that shade?
It is nice and blonde, yeah. I think JJ is going to get his done this week, so hopefully there's a couple of us blondies run around halfback this week.
Very nicely done. And lastly from me, the biggest move would be appointing Marcus Bontempelli as captain. It was an inevitability. We all knew he was going to be the leader of this football club in time, and Eastern Woods has concluded that now is that time. Do you expect him to take his game to a new level with the responsibility or any change at all?
He's someone that takes everything in his stride. He sees the game so well. I remember when I first moved across from Hawthorn, I was so impressed by the way Marcus spoke and saw the game, and he was only 21 years old, I think, at the time. He reminded me of the young Sam Mitchell, who's someone that sees the game so well and just takes everything in their stride. So I assume he'll take to the captaincy really well, and if it strengthens his game even more, it's great for us.
How's Libby going? How's his pre-season been?
He's on the way back from an injury. He's building in full train the next couple of weeks and then eyeing an early season return. So he's just had a baby and, everything's going really well for him, and I look forward to getting him back.
Hey, good luck, Matt. Really appreciate you hopping on. We're going to watch, I think, is round three when you take on the Giants?
Round three, we'll Friday night.
Watching that one with great interest. Thanks for joining us.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Almost 35,000 people already signed up to belong to the West this season. West, that's a damn fine effort. You can too. You can visit westernbulldogs.com.au to explore your membership options for 2020. Now, Carlton just announced its leadership group. There's three additions. Jacob Wiedering, Liam Jones, and Sam Walsh added to the leadership group. We'll take a break and discuss it after this.